Joe Smith time at WGCL. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Guys, how are we doing? Michael and Margaret.
Good morning.
Double M's.
That's right. A pair of them. Bookends here on a Monday morning. It's hot and humid, sticky and everything else, but
yep.
The good news was here, at least in our part of the state, Joe, we didn't have to sit through weather delays and thunderstorms for most of the weekend. We got in everything, and the North boys and girls, boy, they were not running for the roses, but a good start to the cross-country season for them, plus a busy weekend on the football gridiron and all across the sports. Take it away on a Monday.
Well, certainly spotlight in week three belonging to North Cross Country as Justin Helmer's girls won their first ever Conference Indiana title over at Terre Haute at the Laverne Gibson State Course, snapping fifth-ranked Columbus North's seven-year reign within the league, and did it without top runner junior Grace Williams, who's still nursing an injury, junior Alexa Gebhardt and sophomore Grace Saccone, along with freshman Maya Haggerty, were seventh, ninth, and 12th, respectively, to win all CI honors. Gebhardt's time, 19:54.8. South was third. Samantha Ginther's crew, led by junior Todora Galuska, who was eighth in 1957 to win all-league honors, as well as teammate junior Madison McMullen, who finished 10th overall. None, though, were any better than junior Andrew Warren of North, the school's first boys individual titleist in the 19-year history of Conference Indiana. Warren cut the tape in 16:33 as the Cougs of Charlie Worthen finished in a tie for fourth with Franklin Central. Larry Williams, South Panthers, were third. They were paced by all-conference runner junior Jake Wisniewski, who finished 12th. The Terre Haute South, by the way, won the boys' title. Edgewood and Lighthouse Christian competed in the Danville Holcomb Carom. The Edgewood boys were 10th. Senior Alex Michael and sophomore Austin Haskett were 6th overall. LC was 16th as a team there for the boys. Mustang girls were 4th, and the Lady Lions finished 7th, as sophomore Paige Abel and sophomore Kaylee Meyer, 13th for the Red and Black. Hannah Chapman and Amelia Rasmussen were 14th overall for Lighthouse Christian. On the soccer beat, Ian Rickerby's South Booters won the Pendleton Heights Invitational title. They beat Chesterton and then Pendleton Heights 3-2 for the title. Junior Emily Byrd had a goal in each game, and senior goalie Grace Stebbins credited with 9 saves in the two-game tournament. Elsewhere, North Putnam beat Edgewood 3-2. Taylor Thomas in on 4 saves as senior Serena Morris and senior Amber Verkrumba had the goals for EHS. Footballers, both seniors, Harrison Cottingham and Luke Stillions, had 6 goals and 2 assists between them, 4 by Cottingham, a 10-0 whitewash of North Putnam. Junior Logan Clark had the hat trick as Edgewood scored 5 goals in each half to move to 1-0-1 in the WIC East. Out on the gridiron, Momoriarty's 8th-ranked South Panthers scored 5 touchdowns on big plays, all 27 yards or longer, including 2 punt returns for 6, compliments of senior Terrell Pirine and junior Philip King, 52-19 the count at Martinsville, South's first win of the year. Senior wide receiver Luke Jaeger got another touchdown, caught 6 balls for 117 yards, and junior running back Christian Paycheck a couple of scores, 127 yards of real estate. South will open defense of its Conference Indiana crown Friday, hosting Franklin Central at 7:30. North and Edgewood fell to 0-2, giving up 108 total points in losses to Greenfield Central and Northview over the weekend. North will host 6A 10th-ranked Columbus North Friday night in our broadcast game at 7. John Callahan, Dave Novak on the call. And it appears anyway the Cougs have lost talented wide receiver Dylan McCullough for a couple of weeks due to a leg injury suffered during fourth quarter Saturday night action. McCullough had caught 6 balls for 96 yards and a 2-point conversion prior to the injury. He's also North's kickoff and punt return man, a big injury loss there. But the good news, it appears it won't require surgery, and we wish the best for Dylan. Edgewood came out of its 56-0 loss to Northview without an injury for a change. Hopes to get healthy this week, going to 0-2 Cloverdale for the WIC East opener. Edgewood still looking for its first points of the year, starting out 0-2 with shutouts, first time back-to-back blanks in 14 years. On the golf feed, they'll resume the girls' WIC championships over in Clayton at Deer Creek on Wednesday afternoon with Gary Lee's Mustang Ladies leading host Cascade by 7 shots. Senior Megan Higgins atop the leaderboard after 9 with a 38, a 5-shot bulge there for medalist honors. Volleyball, Eugene Kim, South Girls. The volleyballers went 2-2 at the Columbus East Invite, losing the title match to the unbeaten 6th-ranked Olympians in 2 straight. Senior Lizzie Skoklund, along with, she had 50 kills in 4 games, 13 against East, and teammate junior Ashley Elliott, credited with 92 total assists in those 4 games, 23 of them came against East. Mentioning assists, Norris sophomore Jade Vasquez had 33 as the Cougs of Disney Brownenburg beat Mooresville in three straight. Senior libero Julia Wood credited with 14 digs. Lighthouse Christian beat Martinsville Tabernacle in 4. They moved to 4-3 on the year. Grace Holdeman had 9 kills, 12 points, and 28 digs. On the tennis court, Matt Corey's South Panthers were competitive in that tough North Central Invite over the weekend, a tourney that featured 11 of the state's top 12 teams. Freshman Daniel Borhe playing at number 2, won 2 of 3 total matches, which was the day's best result for the Panthers there. On tonight's card, action on 3 fronts. We have Bloomington South hosting Bedford North Lawrence in boys tennis. Also later tonight, Edgewood will travel to West Vigo in volleyball, and in girls soccer, Bloomington North home at 7 o'clock against B&L to start week number 4 on the Monroe County High School beat. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6, and late night baseball on the airwaves this week. Reds, Dodgers, Chavez Ravine, the 1st of 3, 10 o'clock with the pregame.
Yeah, and you got a busy night tomorrow night live at Yogi's Sports Bar and Grill.
Yeah, as Lily King and Blake Peroni will be coming in to relive a lot. We got a lot to talk about with both.
I think so.
The time they went through the trials, which were testy, out in Omaha, to the trip to another country, all things considered, what happened in the pool and what happened out of the pool. So, yeah, lots to cover starting a little past 6. Looking forward to it.
Join us at the corner of 10th and Indiana. That's tomorrow night, and we'll have that for you as well. All right, Joe, the Colts got some good news last afternoon, evening time.
Yeah, I heard
time.
You talk about Muhlhort. That's good.
That is positive. They thought he could have torn his ACL. It's just a 2 to 4 week injury, no surgery needed. That's huge. Colts don't need any other problems with the line. If you listen to that game or watch that game on Saturday night, it was tough to listen to. Dave and I will break that down. Plus, we'll get ready for IU football. Looks like hopefully the rain will be gone from South Florida by the time you guys get down there on Wednesday. We hope that tropical depression has already moved into the Gulf and lets that field get...
The problem is it's in the Gulf Coast moving to the other side, so
it's going
to
be north of you. You'll be all right.
Have to keep our eyes peeled on that.
You'll be all right on that one. I promise.
Okay, I'll remember you said that on Monday morning at 7:54.
Write that down in ink.
I'm on the air live telling you about it.
All right, good. Well, we'll have this recorded for
everybody.
FYI, by the way, we'll be doing our shows live Thursday.
Great.
From Miami.
Same time zone. You don't mind that.
Count on that, and then going to be a late arrival. We get back about 4:10 on Friday morning a.m. So, but I'll be on the air for you.
Get a quick nap in.
Big show. Yeah, I'll blink my eyes twice.
All right. Well, that's all right.
Have three so alarm clocks going for that one.
Just a couple of other program notes for you.
Sounds great. We've got a tremendously busy week, and we'll talk more about it at 8:45.
Sounds good, my friend. See you guys.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45 on a busy Monday morning. Joe Smith time at WGCL. We know Joe has a busy night, as we just heard. Tomorrow night, live at Yogi. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glassman and Margaret.
Good morning, Joe. It sounds like you're going to have a really great show tomorrow night.
Well, we got a busy week ahead, no doubt about it. Looking forward to that. And then the trip to kick off football. So it's a loaded week already. Yes, ushering in September.
And we hope the football that's already taken place is a sign of things to come. A great weekend for Todd Yeagley's men at Notre Dame, and Amy Burberry had a little lightning delay on Friday. That didn't deter them. Both teams go undefeated on the weekend, so a great that kind of football.
Well, living up early season to his status as one of the top players in the country, Tanner Thompson, fueled Todd Yeagley's 13th-ranked soccer Hoosiers to a perfect 2-0 weekend up at the Mike Berticelli tournament in South Bend. Tanner's penalty kick Friday was the difference in Indiana's 1-0 win over New Mexico. Then Sunday, he had the eventual game winner and an assist on an opening goal in a 3-1 win over Cal Irvine. Richard Ballard added an insurance goal after Grant Lillard got the Hoosiers off and running on a nice assist from Thompson for the early lead on Sunday. Hoosiers then dominated the second half with a 12-3 shot advantage. Up next, the annual IU Credit Union Adidas Classic out at Armstrong, the Hoosiers of California, in the second game Friday at 8:30. Then Sunday, the big one, top-ranked Stanford on the Yeagley pitch Sunday night at 7:30. Amy Burberry's the women, two excellent shutout wins. Sophomore Caroline Dreher got the lone goal in a 1-0 win at Butler on Friday for the first win of the season. And then Sunday, out on the Yeagley pitch, the women completed the perfect weekend for them, blanking Northern Colorado 3-0. Michaela Brown, Cassidy Blocka, and Maya Piper found the back of the net for the women, who are now 2-1-1, and they'll be hosting the Hoosier Challenge Cup tournament this Labor Day holiday weekend upcoming, hosting LSU Friday at 3, and then SMU a week from today at 1 out on the Yeagley pitch. Meanwhile, Amanda Janney's field hockey Hoosiers earned their first win of the season in rather dramatic fashion as they won in overtime 3-2 on the road over in Athens against the Ohio Bobcats. Senior Kate Barber delivered late-game heroics with a tying goal in the final minute of regulation, followed by the game winner in the first minute of overtime. Kate, of course, a 2015 All-American honoree, picked up her first hat trick of her career. Amanda Janney's crew will be headed on the road this holiday weekend. They're over in Columbus, Ohio, taking on Sunday number 7 Wake Forest, and then a week from today we'll play California Davis. Meanwhile, over at UChem over the weekend, Sherry Dunbar's women, the volleyballers, for a 10th consecutive year, the Hoosiers will have a preseason tournament championship to take note of after they took down Marshall in 4 games to capture the Indiana invite over the weekend. IU off to a 3-0 start, have now won the Invitational in 4 consecutive seasons, and did so really with contributions from a variety of places. Senior Taylor Lebo became the 17th player in the history of the program to reach 100 aces by serving up 5 in the match. And redshirt freshman, glad to have her back, Kendall Bierman, who rehabbed from that ACL injury and did not compete a year ago, tallied 34 kills on the weekend. She was named the most valuable player of the tournament. Joining Bierman on the all-tourney team was Lebo and junior Jessica Leash, who posted 10 kills in the tournament, clinching victory over Marshall. Up next, much like the men, and the footballers, a long road trip. Out west they go to San Francisco and the San Francisco Invitational this weekend. Mentioning the footballers, we were told late Friday, Richard Lebo will be the starting, will be the starting quarterback against Florida International on Thursday night. It kicks things off for Coach Kevin's sixth season. Indiana will leave late Wednesday morning for Miami and the opener down there at 7:30. ESPNU will have the television coverage. We'll be live, by the way, and a little preview Thursday morning here from Miami, both at 7:45 and 8:45, and we'll be talking to a couple of the players here leading up to this week's action with the Panthers on our reports on Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, week number 4 on the Monroe County High School beat gets underway later tonight, as Bloomington South will host B&L in tennis later this evening, and then indoors volleyball as Edgewood travels over to West Vigo. Outdoors girls soccer, Bloomington North. But It's 7 o'clock out at the Cougar Soccer Park. They'll be taking on the Bedford North Lawrence Stars, kicking off week number 4 on the full local high school beat. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. And don't forget, late-night baseball on the airwaves. Reds and Dodgers out in L.A., 10 o'clock pregame for the first of 3 for the Kings of the Ohio.
Yep, tremendously busy week, Joe, and we've got all the angles covered for you, including the big night tomorrow night. Gold medal winners Lily King and Blake Peroni live at Yogi 6 to 7. It's open to the public, folks. Come by and join us. Get a look at two Olympic champions. Boy, how often can you say that in your lifetime,
yeah,
Joe?
Really?
Well, and I don't know if you've ever seen up close and personal an Olympic gold medal. The kids will be bringing in there.
Very nice.
Oh, neat.
It's a big jewelry
That's
box.
Awesome.
You know why those medals are nice and big, Joe, so you can take the picture?
I don't know if she's transferred it out of her CVS sack to a wooden box yet, but I know Lily is proud of those two, and Blake is, and they're rather heavy.
Should
medals.
Be. Large.
They worked real hard for them. They should be heavy, big, and beautiful.
They're big because they go in the picture, Margaret. They used
you
to
know
be
what?
Tiny.
You know what's so great about it? They got it for the rest of their lives.
That's exactly
That's
right.
It.
No one can take it from them, Joe. So we're excited to hear all about their journey and what's next for them coming up. That's what's tomorrow night, 6 to 7. We know you got a busy week. We'll get caught up with you tomorrow night. And it's the weekend in Florida. All right. Well, we'll get it all covered. I know we will.
Somehow we'll do it. We've done it before,
and
Glass.
We'll do it again. All right. Great job as always, pal.
You have a very, very safe week, and good luck to you and all your endeavors, Joe.
Work on that weather, that tropical storm depression.
You got
will
it.
You, Margaret, for me?
I'm going to work on that, I promise.
Text me and give me updates hourly.
maybe not hourly, but we'll work on it.
All right, Smitty. Good job as
have
always.
Have a great day.
See you guys. Have a great week.
Joe Smith, 7:45 and 8:45 Monday mornings.